Biggs and Barr
Show. So, a name you probably haven't heard in a while, Mike Myers, was once like a staple, really, in movies and from SNL. And then,
funny guy from Scarborough, Ontario.
Yeah. The Austin Powers stuff. And then he made The Love Guru, and nobody wanted to ever talk to him again.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
Wasn't great. But he's apparently in the works on something new, a new project, which comes from my favorite role he's ever played, which was So I Married an Axe Murderer. If you haven't seen that, that's one of the best Mike Myers movies ever.
The role he plays of his dad in it is just fantastic. Anyone of Scottish heritage will know that is absolutely 100% accurate for someone in your family.
And for those of us who aren't of Scottish heritage, it's absolutely 100% fantastic.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
If you haven't seen it, watch it. But so there's his Scottish father in that movie is very paranoid and talks about a lot of conspiracy theories. And we have the audio right from one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is what the whole TV show is based on right here.
Well, it's a well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the five wealthiest people in the world known as the Pentaveret, who run everything in the world, including the newspapers, and meet tri-annually at a secret country mansion in Colorado known as the Meadows.
So who's in this Pentaveret?
The Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders.
And Colonel Sanders. So... You have to see that movie. You really do.
It's from 1993, by the way. So it's lasted. It stood the test of time.
Yes, it has. So the show is based on that group of people.
The Pentaveret is what it's called.
It's a Netflix show, so I'm sure it'll be a little edgier than you used to from Mr. Myers.
And he's going to play all the characters?
He's playing seven characters in the show. There's some other people that have been added to the cast. Ken Jeong, you guys know him.
Love Ken Jeong.
Bunch of stuff. Keegan-Michael Key. Who's also...
Is that Key and Peele?
Yeah, he's the Key from Key and Peele. Debbie Mazur from Goodfellas. That's really it that you probably would know. But he's going to play everybody anyway. So what do you need?
I'm guessing he's playing the five wealthiest people in the world.
Sure. Right?
Yeah. Guaranteed, Ken Jeong will be either naked or at least have his shirt off.
In
almost every role he's played. He has been either naked or shirtless in him, or just his underwear. Yeah. He loves it.
This is already supposed to be on air, but of course, COVID slowed it down. So, no sure exactly on a release date, but I mean, I kind of miss Mike Myers. I didn't think I would, but you know, you don't really think of him on a deal, but then when you're reminded of him, you're like, oh man, why didn't he make another
something?
Something, you know, ridiculous.
I guess he got bored of it.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Made lots of money.
Like, How much, I'm glad they didn't make like a third Wayne's World.
I mean,
or
like he was in Shrek. He did like
a few, that's true.
Lot of other stuff. He just didn't make any sort of him centric ones where he had to act in it other than with his voice.
Austin Powers was the worst part about the Austin Powers movies.
Yeah.
It was all the other characters he played. That was great. But yeah, so hey, if you've been jonesing for some good Canadian Mike Myers content,
something to look forward to.
Yeah. Good way to put it, Jason.
Yeah,
we can start looking forward to things again.
I hope so.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Guys having patio beers on Friday?
No.
I would, but the patios are going to be slammed. It's like even like my wife's like, oh, I can go to HomeSense. I'm like, if you want to line up for four hours on Friday, you can go to HomeSense. We'll just let the hype, you know, the first wave of.
Like, I really need a couple like screws to put on. Like, I need three. I need three and I really need them.
Just go right after the show.
I might head there immediately on Friday. I don't want to wait.
Yeah. When you were a kid, did you call anything something else because it made sense in your head? I called duplex hallway houses because you live in one half and someone else lives in the other half.
Halfway houses,
okay. Oh, did I say halfway? Sorry, yeah. You called duplexes halfway houses. Did you have like different names for things that were wrong?
Oh, probably.
Oh, sure. Likely,
yeah. I don't remember.
I was talking to my wife yesterday. And like formals and proms came up.
All right.
I can't remember why the topic was. And I couldn't I went to two.
Uh-huh.
I went to mine, and then the next year I went to my girlfriend at the times. I don't have a single memory.
Really?
From either of those nights.
I do. I remember mine. Specific events. Like
nothing.
At my wife's one, because I met her in high school. My wife's prom, I complained about the meal, asking who would have bone-in chicken in the meal.
Right. Yeah.
Like where everyone's dressed nice and what. And the person who made the decision was her friend sitting right next to her. So I don't think we've talked since.
Of course, you would remember the snobby food complaint you had at the prom that night.
No, it was ridiculous. Everyone complained. I just vocalized it.
The point is, in reference to this question, like, do you remember anything you did when the kid? No. I have some little memories of little things, but I couldn't tell you what I called anything, like, ever.
I remember most things I did as a kid.
That's nuts, a kid, man. Yeah.
That's nuts.
But like,
it's weird. Like, I don't want to. I don't have a need to remember those things. But like, from so 20 dumb, it takes to, up space in my brain.
Yeah, but from 20 to 35, I have very little recollection of things that happen.
When your Google map and destination says 15 minutes of location, do you try and beat that time?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Every time.
Yeah. I love, ooh, I knocked a minute off.
Yeah. It's probably not good because it encourages speeding. You're like, I'm like, oh, you think so, eh? Yeah. Oh, you think so, maps, huh?
Yeah. It should give you a range. I'll show you. You should arrive in 5 to 10 minutes or something like that. And you're like, I made it in 6. Pretty good.
Yeah. I've never not beaten the time, though. Never.
No, you always beat the time. No, never. What do you guys think about the CN Tower being lit up red, white, and blue for the Habs?
Well, I'll ask another question. What's the point of having a team in a difference? What's the point of having teams? Just have one Canadian team because that's what they're doing it for, right? To represent Montreal, go to win it for the North. Get out of here, Toronto. What are you doing? Yeah.
They've basically guaranteed that the Leafs will never win a Stanley Cup by doing that.
Candy-ass
city.
I don't think Montreal would return the favor.
No, of course they wouldn't.
Because they have some integrity. Of their team and they have some integrity.
Yeah. Like, imagine driving by right now, the Canadian Tire Center, and there's like a Habs flag draping over. Absolutely not.
No way.
My God.
Listen, I don't like Habs fans, and I never will.
Never.
I will give them respect. Because they have integrity.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell, but it's representing the country.
No. Shut up. Suck it. I hate that. That was so dumb. Like, what do you... Whatever.
Yeah. Why do people want to know what the biggest fish we caught was? Every day we get that question.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah.
I caught a Mako shark off the coast of Greenland. Nearly killed me.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was amazing. I know technically it's not a fish, but I caught a blue whale when I was 17. In a rowboat.
Wow.
By hand.
Yeah, amazing. On a hand line. It was crazy.
Yeah, I just punched him right in the head and dragged him into shore.
Amazing.
Yeah. And you made him pull you into shore.
Yeah.
They ate him.
Yeah.
All the blubber.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some big, some small.
What? Yeah. Got a few big ones.
Sure.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question.
Auto what? All right, welcome to Auto What, the new and improved version. It's still 5 questions. It's still 30 seconds. You still have to get everyone right, but you can pass and come back. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts. And we still don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. But now when you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board, and the prizes on the Plinko board go up to $1,000 in cash.
Yeah.
All right. And if you lose, you get nothing. You can kick rocks.
We have Lee on the phone.
Good morning, Lee. Lee?
Oh, we didn't press the button.
Lee, you there?
Yeah, for sure. How you doing?
Okay, we're good. How you doing? You ready?
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, Lee, your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. In what U.S. state will you find the NBA's Nuggets?
Colorado.
What did Prince Harry and Meghan Markle name their daughter?
Fred.
Who played Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
Pass.
What is the name of the latest worrisome COVID variant?
Pass.
What was cooler, a kid who could ride the whole way home from school with no hands or a guy who could do good wheelies?
I like the no hands. Yes.
Who played Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
I should know this.
Yeah, you should. So, Lee, you did not win.
Your
that is clear.
You want to find out what we could do that after.
You're a leaser.
Stop it. That's nice, man.
That wasn't even a good insult. I know. That was terrible. All right, we'll let you go.
Have a great day, Lee.
Let's go for his answers. What was cooler, a kid who could ride the whole way home from school with no hands or a guy who could do wheelies?
Wheelies.
He said wheelies. That's correct.
No, he said no hands.
He said no hands?
Yeah,
yeah.
he said no hands. Wheelies is way cooler.
Because anyone could do no hands.
Anyone could do no hands.
Yeah, I used to ride no hands all the time. Sure. Wheelies I had trouble with. Yeah. What is the name of the latest worrisome COVID variant? He had no idea. It's the Delta variant.
Yeah.
Who played Marty McFly in Back to the Future? It's Michael J. Fox. He is 60 today.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was way older than that.
Yeah.
What did Prince Harry and Meghan Markle name their daughter? Lilibet?
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth, when she was a kid, couldn't say Elizabeth, so she called herself Lilibet, so they named her after that. They're just going to call her Lily.
Yeah.
I don't know why I know that.
It's a stupid name. Not Lily, Lilibet. And what U.S. state will you find the NBA's Nuggets? He did say Colorado.
Yeah. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High.
So still not a winner.
Won?
Since April 12th, we don't know what face he would pick, but let's just do it for the hell of it. Yeah, yeah. Dropping down there.
He would have won. Not a bag of bird seed.
Big old bag of bird seed. So
it would have been so sorely disappointed. He said, don't worry about that one.
Yeah.
Good thing you lost that. It all worked out. We'll try again tomorrow. It's Ottawa and Jay.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yeah, we got a whole whack of wood to give away because obviously prices are insane.
And we're asking you what you would do for it.
Yeah.
Not with it.
No.
Again, just to clarify, we don't care what you do with it.
Just what you would do for it. And then we're going to ask a whole bunch of people to do those things that they said they would, and we'll award some wood to some folks.
Mm-hmm.
The Dougie Line, just chock full of people, right?
Yeah. Here's a short one.
Okay. All right.
I would walk the plank for wood.
Where? Yar.
Where do you have a
plank?
Where?
Why don't you grab the plank and use that as wood?
So if you want to leave a message, 613-216-3849, as our Dougie Line.
What does that even mean? Like, what D-U-G-Y. Plank? Where? Like, what?
I would walk the plank for wood.
Okay, this has to be...
Talk like a pirate day is not till September, so yeah. I don't know.
All right. You're not getting any.
No. This guy, I can see him getting some wood here.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, boys. Long-time listener. I'm a 25-year-old. Been listening my whole life. Calling about the What Would You Do For Wood Challenge or... I got a week of holidays coming up and nothing to do for it. So I'd love to come in and do anything you guys need. You guys need coffee, donuts. Chris wants to yell at someone. Whatever you guys need, I'll be your guy. Let me know.
I would keep that, I'd set that message aside. That is certainly a qualifier. We start to award this wood next week.
Right. So you could, I don't think we'd be allowed to let him in the building because of the COVID regulations. But he could come.
How more perfect could that be?
That's what I mean. He could just fetch us things outside.
Stuff at the door?
Yeah.
The wave.
Pretty sweet. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, breakfast, and then more breakfast, and then even more breakfast.
Yeah, it still wouldn't equal the cost of the woody.
You could wash our cars.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. That guy's number handy. Keep that guy's number handy.
For sure.
All right.
I got one.
Well, hey there, guys. Long time listener.
Okay.
I'd probably take a splinter to my foreskin for wood.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty expensive now. Trying to build the deck for the kids. I'd take a splinter to the foreskin.
Oh, his kids were with him.
His kids were in the car.
Oh, wow.
He's saying that with his children in the car.
All right.
He didn't sound even, fazed by that idea.
Makes me think he's done it before.
Yeah, or something similar. Yeah. I don't want to see that. I don't want to participate in that. Yeah. I don't want to. All right, what else? We got something better.
What would I do for wood? Just about anything, but I'd probably take my shirt off, run across your parking lot, screaming to the world that I love wood, to get just about any wood at this point possible. My wife probably wouldn't like it, but I'd still do it, because I love wood.
If we all did everything our wives didn't like, we would, basically just sit on our couches.
I don't mind that idea. However, I don't know if our parking lot is really,
what?
Enough exposure.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
One more public.
A busier street, I think, than our parking lot.
Okay.
And you could film it. That's how we would see it, right?
We could make them stand out here on the corner, right in front of us here at Conroy and Thurston.
Yeah, I guess so.
We could make him write I love wood across his body and just stay on a corner and wave his shirt for an hour or so, telling everybody how much he loves wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we could put Ann Biggs and Barr on his back.
Oh, yeah.
So I love wood. And Biggs and Barr.
and then he could just keep spinning around. And we could get him a little ghetto blaster and play "You Spin Me Right Round, wow, Baby." Right. They could just. I'm just spitballing as we go here. You know,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Make it right, like "I want Big Navar to give me wood."
Stuff like that.
Yeah. We could come up with a proper slogan.
Yeah, just some sort of slogans. We got a bunch of slogans.
"I love when Bigs and Bar give me wood."
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I like that one too. All right. Keep his number handy.
Okay.
Okay. We got any more this morning or is that good for now?
I would walk the plank for wood.
Yeah, please, okay. Please do. Please go walk it immediately.
No, Chris.
What?
I need more clarification on that.
I don't understand.
Where is this plank? Where do you fall off into?
I would punch it? Jesus for wood. Great. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Zero help to anyone. Okay. Ah, I need to yell at somebody today. Where's that guy? Yeah. Call that guy.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Get him in. How can I get my girlfriend to sign a prenup without starting a fight?
Can't.
Probably not.
Unless her family has more money than yours does, then she'll be thankful.
What, maybe you should double, I mean, think about if it's worth getting married if you don't trust them to sign a prenup. Like, if they need to sign a prenup.
Like, that's something I would work out later, but, you know.
I would be in it for the long haul, right?
And I've always thought that. That means you're pretty sure you're not sure that it's going to last, but you never know what could, you know, some people, that,
logically,
I know there's different reasons
sense.
For, yeah.
Most relationships don't work, right? Mm-hmm. So logically it makes sense, but like, I don't, do you want to go in it with that attitude? Like how much, like if you really believe she's going to take you for everything you have.
Yeah.
That either means you know you're going to behave so poorly that she's going to want vengeance that way.
Right.
Or she's such a terrible human being. Why are you marrying her in the first place?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't have anything I worry about losing financially.
So
you had boatloads of money before you met this person, and the people that you're surrounded with are all, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Should I buy a house at 22 years old? If you have the money to do so, yes, you absolutely should. Yes.
No better investment.
One of the best and most solid investments you could ever make.
Yeah.
If you find real estate agent, let me know.
Do you find technology is advancing too quickly?
No. I think human beings aren't advancing quickly enough. Technology is going along fine. If humans could advance at the rate our technology does in their way of thinking, then the world would be a far better place.
In the way of thinking, but not in actual advancement.
No, just in their thinking.
Technology's only really been around. I know there's been different types of technology, but think the last 200 years, like what was happening before then?
Not much. Not a whole lot.
Like, you know what I mean? Like what happened to the first few thousand millennia?
But the attitude of not moving forward just because you're comfortable with how it was before, we need to let that go as a species. Like we need to just keep moving, improving.
Just because you're afraid of it and you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not
things
good.
Were fine the way they were. Yeah. Okay, but we also live 40 years longer now than we did back then. That's because of technology. So, I mean, let's move.
Yeah, you probably have a new car. You got a new phone, stuff like that. Your house probably wasn't built 100 years ago. Some were.
Yeah, but, you know. It's just don't be afraid.
You have electricity.
If you don't
want
to use it, don't use it. No one's telling you have to use it. Yeah. It's just don't
be like, mad at it.
Yeah, why are you mad at it?
Here's a good question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who let the newbie drive the paint truck up Green Bank through the experimental farm? Could the lines be more wiggly? Were they drunk?
Yeah, probably end of their shift or whatever.
Stupid
lines. All I do is paint lines.
Have you guys heard about that doctor who signed organs? Yes, I have.
What? Oh, yeah.
So it happened a few years ago, but for whatever reason, I'm glad it did. It's made a comeback on social media. This doctor is being charged because he would like do organ transplants, but he would sign his initials on the organs and then
like,
put
what,
them
burn
in the
them
body.
In? Like,
I don't know.
Them?
And he would sign like SB, whatever they on all the organs that he would replace. So yeah, I don't know. It probably doesn't do any harm, but still, I can understand why some people are like, hey.
It's both horrific and amazing at the same time. you guys ever get something stuck in your teeth and no matter what you did, you can't get it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Sometimes if you're eating like ribs, And you get like that little piece of membrane stuck
or whatever
in there.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like,
and it always happens at the most inopportune time when you have nothing to pick your teeth with.
Yeah. You got to find a business card in your wall and
or if you have a long nail, you have to bite it and try and get it out.
Ew.
I know. It's.
You got to do what you got to do.
You wouldn't want to, but you don't want that thing stuck in your teeth.
No.
Not because people can see it. It's just annoying.
Oh, yeah. Then you're testing with your tongue for the next 6 hours. Yeah. Trying to slowly get it.
Always happens. Like if you're driving,
what a fragile species.
We are, really.
Yeah, yeah. That's, okay. We get it. Please stop making mouth noises. That's it for another edition of.
It's an
answer
question.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, hundreds of people gathered at the Human Rights Monument in Ottawa last night to mourn the loss of the Muslim family that was. Run down in that hate-motivated attack in London. Thousands of mourners also out in London at the site of the attack. Pandemic restrictions were eased to allow the community to grieve together. Terrible, terrible thing. Today's Ottawa City Council meeting will have some key decisions up for debate, including the tax on vacant residential units. So they would like to see people maintain, occupy, or rent their properties full-time instead of, like, just for weekends and stuff. So basically a crackdown on Airbnbs and stuff. You guys know what the singular form of ravioli is? I learned this today. I thought I'd pass it on.
Ravioli?
No.
Ravioli
is the plural.
Right.
Raviolo is the singular.
This is a raviolo?
Yeah. I didn't know that till today.
Imagine having the discipline to eat one raviolo.
I don't think it's ever happened.
They make them pretty big. You can get some big-ass raviolo.
Even still, you'd eat two.
Or else you'd order raviolo, not ravioli.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow,
interesting. I always heard that. I thought ravioli was the singular, and then people would call it raviolis because I've heard people call it that.
Stupid.
I mean, I don't think about it that much, but I thought since it came up, I would pass it on.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thanks.
Now people know.
Yeah.
You could ask people, how many raviolo did you eat? I ate a lot of ravioli. Right. Yeah. See? Anyway.
Do Italian rappers yell out raviolo? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how the word was invented.
All right.
Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Carolina Hurricanes 2-0 last night. That gives them the series. Former Ottawa Senator Mark Stone, remember him? He was pretty good.
Yeah,
he scored on a breakaway 50 seconds into overtime. He's a huge knob. Mark Stone on the end of his stick. They came from two goals down to beat Colorado to take a 3-2 lead in that series.
You guys explain what you're talking about.
He tapes a big knob on his stick.
Yeah, at the end of his hockey stick.
Look it up.
He's got a puffy knob. It's all more exactly.
He does.
I'm talking about how big
Mark Stone's knob is huge on his stick.
Raviolo.
How the Islanders can advance to the third round if they beat the Bruins tonight. Blue Jays taking on the White Sox again today. They lost 6-1 yesterday. Phoenix Suns looking to go up 2-0 on Denver in the NBA. Clippers won game one of their Western Conference semifinal. Beat the Utah Jazz. They lost. Sorry, the Clippers lost. Jazz beat them 112-109. I have a very passing interest in basketball.
Right.
Mix of sun and cloud today, high 29. Much cooler tonight, going down to 13. Never did get those thunderstorms. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud in 26, and then Friday, sun and cloud 23. Right now, it is 23, and that's the latest.
Biggs and Barr.
If you want wood, we're giving some away. All right, we got a whack of it, and we want to know what you would do for wood. You just text Dougie to 762-555. It'll give you the Dougie line. You'll leave a message for us on what you would do for wood. We're going to play a bunch of those coming up. Plus, we have a round of the 710. Creeping up on you, and I really want to get into this bobby pin debate at some point that we've been having off air.
I don't think there's a debate.
There's no debate.
I totally think there's.
You just
debate.
Disagree.
Yeah.
With something that is factual.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Well, now we have to talk about it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know when. We don't have a lot of time.
No, we were very busy with stuff.
Yeah, we're full up on stuff. But I'm sorry I brought it up. I can't get it out of my head.
Say it quickly.
I can't get it out of my head.
We're a little early here.
Okay, all right. Jamie was in, we were all
in Mexico
doing our show from Mexico a couple years ago. And Jamie went to swim with the dolphins.
Yeah.
And he claims that he noticed a bobby pin on the bottom of the pool that he was standing
Not
in.
Not the ocean.
No, the pool.
A now, brightly how painted
deep,
blue
how
pool.
How deep was the pool?
It was up to my, like, belly button.
Three, okay. So it's like so two four. And a half, 3 feet.
Yeah.
3 feet.
I guess I'm taller, yeah, like 3 feet. And then you looked down and saw a bobby pin on the bottom of the pool, and then the dolphin bit your foot because it wanted to get the bobby pin, and then ate the bobby pin and swam away, got in trouble by the trainers.
Yeah, they hit it and stuff. Yeah.
Now, Chris is saying that there's no way Jamie could have seen a bobby pin from 3 feet up into a very clear, still pool.
Unless he was staring at the pool bottom like a psycho for like hours.
I happened to look down. It's a bobby pin. It's black.
It was black, right? A black bobby pin.
On like that brightest of blue pool floor.
I think you put it there.
Why would I have a bobby pin?
I don't know.
And why would I bring it into the dolphin enclosure?
You're in a pool full of dolphins. Like, what an exciting, amazing experience. You're with your beautiful wife. It's a great day. I'm going to start at the bottom of the pool.
You would even question why Jamie would do that?
Is there a bobby pin at the bottom of this pool? Like, how would you even notice it? It's like 2 inches long. I would just
sometimes, look down. What, you just look up at the sky all the time?
I look at what I'm doing.
Well, I was,
the dolphins.
For a split sec, while I was waiting for when I was waiting for my turn to pet the one dolphin.
I know what you're doing. You
looking
were peeing
down,
and looking down to see who was showing in the water.
Why would I do that?
And you noticed.
I was trying to save the dolphin's life.
Okay. All right. It's not good.
I stepped on the bobby pin. The dolphin noticed. Wriggled free from its handler, bit my toe, and then sucked the bobby pin down its throat.
All right.
And you're concerned about how I saw the bobby pin.
Yeah, because I don't...
Instead of calling me a hero, you're calling me a liar.
I agree with Jamie.
Yeah.
You would see it.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course I would.
Man, how do you see stars? Is bright white light on a black background.
It's a tiny little
what are you
dull
looking at
piece
the,
of
what are you looking at the sky
skinny
for?
Skinny metal, like an inch
Look
and a half
around.
Long, sitting on the bottom of a pool filled with waves and splashing dolphins. You're like, oh, there's a bobby.
Calm
oh,
time.
Look, it's a hey, there's a grain of sand in this pool
well, now
right
you're being
here.
An idiot.
What are you, you have superpowers?
Now you're being dumb.
Oh, look at that beach 2,000 miles away. There's a stone in the sand.
Now
how do you see a bobby pin?
You've lost your mind.
I'm just surprised this is the stand you've taken.
Yeah.
Of all the things to argue about.
Yeah.
Well, you know. I don't know either. I don't know why it upsets me.
You're so mad.
I don't believe it.
I don't know why you don't believe it.
I think it's a lie story.
All right.
Anyways, we should probably move along.
Sure.
Okay. Let's play some
tunes.
I
want to get to the bottom of it.
It's on the pool. That's where it was. Yeah, at the bottom of
it. How could he even see it?
There's no way. Shay 106.
CHEZFM is Shay 106 in Ottawa.
On your radio.
On the Radio Player Canada app.
And on your smart speaker.
Seven, 10, you got to name seven things in 10 seconds. We've got a lottery prize pack for you if you win, which $70 million, a lot of maxes.
Right.
Damn.
So it's tough to go first,
yeah.
But we do have someone on the line.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
What's your name?
Joe.
All right, Joe, you're the only person who's...
All right.
Who's, turn your radio
turn
down.
Turn your radio down, Joe.
Joe, did you turn your radio down?
Yeah, my radio is way down.
Okay. Right. No,
it's
we can
not,
still hear you.
Still
a liar, Joe. Kick rocks.
Later, Joe.
Okay, bye, Joe.
Yeah.
So you're first now.
Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Are you ready? You know how to play? We're going to give you a topic. You got to name seven things in 10 seconds, okay?
I'm first? Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, good
okay.
luck.
Your 7-10 today is seven names that rhyme with the name Larry. Go.
Gary.
Yeah.
Gary.
Okay.
Gary.
You saying the same name over
and
over?
Sounds like he's saying Gary.
Jerry. Okay. Yeah, your phone's terrible.
But thank you for
calling.
You're
out of pace. What is it? It's not the 7-2 hours.
Yeah, we're not timing you with a calendar over here.
Yeah. Come on. Pick it up there, sport. Hi, good morning, Shay.
How's it going?
Good. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Seven names that rhyme with Larry. Go.
Larry, Barry, Harry, Carrie, Jerry.
Gah. No. Oh. No, you can't.
Also, pro tip, you can't rhyme Larry with Larry.
No, it's got to be
that one doesn't
seven,
count.
Seven so, other names. Go. Okay. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Are you ready?
I think I am.
Seven names that rhyme with Larry. Go.
Mary, Harry, Jerry, Mary, Harry.
Now you said that.
Sherry. Carrie, Gary.
Carrie like three times. Can't, like only one time. Yeah, you can't.
Carrie, Gary, Carrie, right. Gary, Carrie, Gary.
Carrie. Yeah. Can't do it. All right. Let's go to another call.
Hi, good morning.
It's tough.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Great. Joe again.
Are you calling from a 1920s infomercial? Because that's what it sounds like.
No, actually.
All right. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Seven names that rhyme with Larry. Go.
Mary, Gary, Sherry, Harry, Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry there. That fella's tried twice now.
Yeah.
So failed miserably both times. Hi, good morning, Shay. Who's this?
This is Justin.
You ready, Justin?
I am.
Are you just in time to win this contest?
Hopefully.
Seven names that rhyme with Larry. Go.
Larry, Barry, Carrie, Carrie, Jerry, Mary, Contrary.
No good for Justin. We do have other colors just in case that happens.
Good. Hi, good morning, Shay. Who's this?
Hey, it's Martin. How are you?
We're good. Are you ready?
I'm ready to roll.
Come on, man. We need seven names that rhyme with Larry. Go.
Canary, Barry, Mary, Fairy, Terry, Barry, Gary, Terry.
No, you said Mary three like times. Yeah.
And you also said Canary.
Yeah, Canary.
There's no one named Canary.
And there's nobody named Fairy.
Yeah.
No. You just make up names.
Yeah, those are words. You can't just make... Come on.
What is happening?
I thought this would have been over by now.
Yeah, you think so? All right, let's keep rolling. 7:10, Biggs and Marshall. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Robin.
All right, Robin. Seven names that rhyme with Larry. Go.
Mary, Carrie, Gary, Jerry, Harry, Perry, Sherry, and Carrie.
Yes, thank you. Congratulations. Sweet Nancy. Thank you for doing that. Much appreciated. Yeah. Saving us. You got yourself $100 lotto prize back, okay?
Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
Hang on.
Hey, yeah, hold on.
Yeah. What?
No, let's not take any more time with it.
Oh, we're done.
It took so long.
Yeah, let's just play a song.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Bar Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Or just text Dougie to 762-555 and it'll send you the number for you.
They now, James,
what do you got today?
No, we got a thief.
A thief?
We got a thief on our hands.
A thief?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
I feel like I just pulled off a heist, like I'm Ocean's 14. I swapped my garbage pail for my neighbor's because mine had a wiggly wheel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
You know how bad
you'd
be?
A bad neighbor.
Wow. No. You got to return that. That's terrible. Because they're going to blame the garbage man for
breaking
their wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Look what you've started. I might do it too, but still, that's a lot of work. How'd you pull that off?
Like a little sneak.
You had the stones just to walk across their...
It might have been, he might be home during the day, garbage comes, puts it on the driveway, neighbor's not home during the day,
maybe
a little switcheroo.
Maybe it was windy, blew over to his side, he's like, oh, great opportunity, here we go, let's just switch him around.
You can do what a lot of folks in my neighborhood do, and just write the number of your house on the side of it.
In
I don't know what, tar.
I did that in one place, because people kept taking garbage and recycling bins.
Yeah.
You're a terrible person, sir.
You should replace that.
What else you got?
I don't know. We might have to fight some lady's husband.
Really?
Maybe. We'll see here.
Hey, guys. Listen, every day on my way home, and the other day the husband called me, and I guess I was answering him in a way that was dismissive to the point where he stopped what he was talking about, a little bit of silence on the phone, and he followed with, "You just want to get off the phone so you can listen, don't you?" To which I laughed because... Yes, I wanted to listen to you guys. Aww. And then he told me he's not sure how he's going to deal with knowing that there's three other men in my life he has to compete with now. Anyway, I thought it was a good chuckle, and I'd share it with you guys. Okay, see you later.
Oh, thanks for listening. That's very nice.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Nothing he says will ever amount to what we can do for you every morning. So, I mean, don't. I'm not saying all the other responsibilities of a husband. We don't want any of those.
No.
We don't want nothing. But, you know, if he's calling to just yammer in your ear about leftovers or something. Yeah. We're here for you. All right. Glad to be of service. You got 4 men. Who doesn't want 4 men in their life? You got your husband
to
handle all the nonsense that he's got to do. And you got 3 guys to hang out with and joke around with every morning. Pretty, I mean, why not? Pretty sweet.
Sure. Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Here's a fella. I disagree with this guy. Just not that that means anything, but whatever.
Hey, guys. So I know you're not, like, the biggest fan of the name spelled Geoff, G-E-O-F-F or whatever it's called.
Right.
So my buddy's name is Sean, and his parents must be psychotic because they spelled it S-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Seen? Like, have you seen where his parents' mentality went? That kind of bothers me too. Geoff and Sean.
Yeah. S-E-A-N doesn't bother me like Geoff bothers me. I prefer S-H-A-W-N. Yeah. I know two guys, one with each spelling. They're both good guys.
I prefer Sean. I'll be honest.
That's not the correct way to spell Sean.
Sean.
It's like he said, Sean.
Sean. I prefer to see it. It's more pleasure to my eyes.
It does not aggravate me as much as G with the Jeff with the G.
No, yeah.
But it's the less way. Does that make sense?
Sure. If I had to choose, I'd choose the way. SH.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, why does that
matter? Interesting.
How are you so mad at one phonically and not even a little bit perturbed by the other one that's spelled?
I'm visually pleasing to the eye.
S-E-A-N?
Yeah. Quick, to the point.
But it doesn't say the word, though.
I get what you're saying, but everyone knows that it's Sean.
Yeah. It would be like if we spelled your name like Jamie, G-I-A-M-I-E.
G-A-M-I-E. Like I'm I get it, Italian.
Yeah.
G-A-M-I-E.
Yeah. That is your name when you're hanging out with your wife's family.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. G-A-M-I-E.
Or didn't they call you like...
Was it Steve once?
Didn't they call you Steve
for a while? I got called Steve randomly for like 2 months. I heard no. And then he just switched back and he knew it. But it's unlike...
Hey, Steve!
Like, I'll never complain about getting a card from my in-laws... grandparents,
right?
Like, you know what I mean? But it is funny when I get it. It says Jemmy or Jim.
Jemmy,
Jemmy, J E M M I. Yeah. Like I'm not gonna complain. Jemmy. Just laugh, Jemmy.
That's all they say.
Steve.
All right.
But, you know, Steve.
You want to leave us a Dougie Line message? Text Dougie to 762-555. All right, I'll give you the number. You can leave it anytime. All right, any topic, anything that tickles your fancy.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What?
Just the... Baked potatoes?
Yeah, with a question mark.
Yeah.
Do you love them? Yeah.
I like them, sure. I like a nice baked potato.
My least favorite way to eat a potato.
I have to be in the mood
least
for it.
Least favorite. It's the every other way to eat a potato is better than baked.
Scallop. It depends.
Better.
Oh, no, scallop, no.
Yeah, better.
No.
Better than baked. Not much better, but better.
You can put your own toppings on a baked potato, which is good time.
It's usually dry. It
can be.
Like mashed, fried, anything else is better. Potato's great. I'm not like a baked potato's not a bad thing. Yeah. It's just the least.
I gotta be in the mood for it. That's all.
Yeah. All right.
Someone called us illiterate chumps.
Was it the guy who spelled lose wrong?
No, they were talking with Sean
and Irish. You said that you replied you win obvious statement of the year, and then they said Chris and that moron need to hear it. They're illiterate chumps.
Okay.
Yeah. I can read. You call me a chump, but I am literate.
We know what it means.
Why are some ads/commercials so completely terrible? Mm-hmm. We ask that question too sometimes. Remember,
everything is subjective, right?
Right. And not what you think is awful, somebody else might like.
Just let it go.
Or whoever's in charge. When there's a really bad commercial, we've talked about this off air, like a really, really bad one, like a national one, not made in house here or whatever. And we But like that had to go through so many people.
Oh yeah.
Like that had to go
maybe
through.
Maybe it's just us.
Yeah, but when you think about it, like somebody had to like write that and then produce it and then approve that and then somebody had to approve the approval and then you know like it had to go through so many steps. There wasn't anybody along the way that was like, "Hey guys, this is awful." Like not one person.
Corner Gas is kind of popular.
Yeah, that's true. You know, there's an awful show.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah. Does your brain ever hurt?
Sometimes.
Sure. My headache.
You ever get like a weird sharp pain in your skull?
Yep.
For like three, 4 seconds. And you're like, oh, wow, what's this? And then it just goes away.
Yeah.
Is this the end?
Do we know what that is?
I don't.
Okay, because my biggest fear in the whole world is having a stroke.
Mm.
That's my biggest fear. I don't know why I always have. And if those are like pre-stroke warnings, I need to know because I need to get on
that. You should go see your family doctor, Chris.
I don't have one. It's Ottawa. Nobody has a family doctor. You have to live here for 25 years before they put you on a list. It's ridiculous.
I have one.
I know. I don't know how you use the one out there in the East. We're not going to get into the Brian debate. People asking us, as long as we're on names, how many syllables does Brian have? We've thoroughly debated that.
Have you ever experienced the pain of hitting your leg on a trailer hitch? Oh, I have, yes. Terrible.
It might be. Because it always, you know, it's always a surprise.
Yeah.
You go to get some of the other side of the truck or something. Yeah. And it just wham!
The worst one's in a parking lot when you expect it not to be there. Like, I always, always take my hitch out and put it away.
When you're not using it.
When I'm not using it. That's always.
Do you think it burns Leaf Nation to have the CN Tower lit up in the Habs colors? LOL. Well,
not as much as not winning a Stanley Cup since 1967. But yeah, it was kind of a kick in the nuts.
That is dumb. Now, some people are like, it was the bet the Mayors had. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't part of it. So of
two different sources that I read. You were real mad about it.
Well, what's the point of having a team in each city? Like, what's the point?
No rivalry. You don't show any respect to the other teams. No.
No.
Well, you show respect to them. Yeah, they won. They did good. They did a good job. You don't light up your city's monument for them. Yeah. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a bit. I wouldn't have approved it. Yeah. But
if it was part of the bet, that's something different. Okay, you got to do it. Wear a jersey.
But it wasn't. It wasn't.
Let's do it to show support for
the North. Get out of here. What's wrong with kids these days?
It's the first one. You're down the hill now, James. You are rolling down that hill.
Old man Jamie.
It has begun. Welcome to the second half of this thing we call life.
Oh, boy.
Yep, it sucks. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Bar Show.
That's it for us today. Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate it. Big old bunch there, you know? We never plug our social, but you should probably follow all our social. Lots of great stuff.
You can see all the fish I catch.
Yep.
Mostly catfish.
You Shay Facebook page, obviously, Instagram, stuff like that. We all do our own Instagram, too. Chris Biggs, J Bar, and the Pasty Jamie. Or Bar.Jason, I think is yours, right?
Sounds right.
Yeah, search it. You'll find it. Yeah. Give us a follow. I'm an international TikTok star, so if you want to follow me on TikTok, that'd be great. And Jamie doesn't even smile anymore when I say it.
No, man, I'm proud of you. What?
You don't have to make fun.
I'm not. I'm proud of you.
You're one of those friends that if anyone else has success, you just crap on it.
What?
Because
that's the stupidest thing I've ever said.
I am world famous.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Yeah, I can't even finish it. Listen, we do want you to leave any insanity you notice about life on the Dougie line. We love it.
613-216-3849. And if that number's too hard to remember, just text Dougie in any spelling, basically, to 762-555, and we'll send you the number.
Right now, especially if you want some wood, you got to tell us what you would do for wood. And let's be clear, we've had to clarify twice. First, it was what you were going to do with the wood. We don't care. We want to know what you want to do for the wood.
Yeah.
And now, something that you'll actually do.
like some guy said, I'll go to Mount Vesuvius and tightrope walk. Okay. Well, no, you're not.
No, you're not. You're going to do that in a week before we give you the wood? Probably not.
No, you actually have to do it. Yeah.
So, only serious offers only, please. Maybe we should have put
Tire kickers. Don't waste our time.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
We're like a dick in a Kijiji ad. Yeah.
Not the actual ones with.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. Like the name. Head. Yeah. Like a jerk. Yeah. Like not. Because there are other Kijiji.
I know what I got. No low ballers.
Well, keep it then.
All right.
Dickhead.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay safe. All right. Ciao. The Biggs and Bar Show.